The Bush White House go-it-alone policy on global warming and other international issues has annoyed many foreign governments. Now Secretary of State Colin Powell is on a diplomatic offensive trying to do a better job selling the U.S. message overseas. He appeared today on an MTV chat show, a forum designed to reach out to young people around the world. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
There were no jokes about boxers or briefs. MTV's Be Heard was a hardcore foreign policy debate. A young Norwegian woman named Ida set the tone.
How do you feel about representing a country commonly perceived as the Satan of contemporary politics?
Seen as what?
As the Satan of contemporary politics.
Satan? Oh. Well, I reject the characterization.
The question forced Powell to use all of his people skills. He said the United States is no great Satan, but a great protector that has gone to war over the years to defeat fascism, communism, and defend the rights of people.
And when all those conflicts were over, what did we do? Did we stay and conquer? Did we say, okay, we defeated Germany, now Germany belongs to us. We defeated Japan, so Japan belongs to us. No. What did we do? We built them up. And did we ask for any land? No, the only land we ever asked for was enough land to bury our dead. And that's the kind of nation we are.
But the tough questions kept coming from satellite link-ups in Moscow, New Delhi, and Egypt, among other places. The 20-something viewers wanted to know whether the United States was prepared to act alone against Iraq. And they questioned Powell about double standards in U.S. foreign policy.
My name is Vikas Sharma, and I'm from Kashmir. Over 35,000 of my people have died due to the ongoing terrorism problem in Kashmir. Now you ask us to exercise restraint, which has never been your policy. Does this mean that the U.S. has double standards?
Powell explained that he called for restraint simply to calm tensions between the nuclear rivals India and Pakistan over Kashmir. Powell also had to tackle some issues that are closer to home to most young people, the scourge of AIDS and drugs. He blushed briefly when a scantily clad young Catholic woman from Italy asked about the church's ban on condoms.
I certainly respect the views of the Holy Father and the Catholic Church. In my own judgment, condoms are a way to prevent infection. And therefore, I not only support their use, I encourage their use among people who are sexually active and need to protect themselves.
An HIV-positive Brazilian woman wondered why the United States protects drug company patents rather than making AIDS drugs more easily available. Powell acknowledged it is a challenge to keep the cost of drugs low while making sure companies have a return on their research. Though he seemed at ease with his young audience, Powell sounded like the clean-cut general he is when asked about U.S. aid to Colombia's war on drugs.
It is more than a military problem, and it is a problem that we here in the United States have given to the people of Colombia because people, young people, such as young people here in this room with me and elsewhere throughout this country, use drugs that they shouldn't be using.
Mr. Secretary. So
we got to stop the demand in order to save your country.
MTV billed Powell as the lone voice for international cooperation in a Bush administration with an America First attitude. But Powell's role today was to defend administration policy against tough young critics of the MTV generation. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.